So I'm joined by Christian and Shannon from the band Koi Child. Now, you guys, your debut record came out just last week, just finished up a big tour, smashed three cities pretty quickly. How do you guys feel? Have you had a chance to sort of reflect on and how far you've come in a couple of years and just sort of take a bit of a breather yet or not yet?
I think last night we did a little bit of reflecting. We sort of jumped on the computer and were watching videos and like uploads and photos from when we first started and that sort of brought back a few memories.
Yeah,
and
we went pretty far back. We've never checked out Twitter, really. And I think Tom does that.
Yeah.
Tom usually checks out the Twitter, but last night we were all huddled around there.
Just checking out videos from the first show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've ticked a few boxes. We definitely have grown. It was interesting watching from the first gig that we did over in Rottnest as a group, Island off Perth. It was all sort of live jammed and ideas at the time, and now they went on to be the singles and sort of.
It's all structured now. All those ideas are now rock solid structures on an album.
The take us a little bit before that very early gig in Rottnest. Now, Koi Child is made up of two different groups, Child's Play and Kashi Koi. You guys met at a festival or something along those lines. Why did you decide to then sort of go on and collaborate together?
I think that our trombonist, Sam, who produces for Child's Play. He had the idea of playing with Kashi Koi because we saw them and they were a really good rhythm section and had an alto sax player, Jamie.
We're both sort of living in the same town.
Yeah, living in Frio.
We'd seen each other play and then, Sam said we should get up and have a jam one night.
Yeah, we had a double headline gig, and for the actual headline, we decided to play together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was pretty spontaneous on the night.
Yeah, we had a few jams beforehand
To get to know each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a bit awkward at first, you guys? Because you know a little bit about each other, but then sort of coming together, sort of make music together, I guess can be a pretty sort of confronting sort of experience.
Yeah, we didn't know each other that well. Like, one of my first memories of Jan, our bass player, was kicking him out of my house. This was like way before I even knew he was in a band. He was just one of like 100 people in my backyard.
Yep.
And I wanted to go sleep. I remembered him, and later that week saw him playing Kashi Koi, and I was like, oh, these guys are pretty sick.
Has he been back since to your house? Has he been welcome back in your house since?
Oh,
then?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. I was a sleepsover all the time.
You guys are from Fremantle, but we hear here in Sydney, the Perth music scene and things in WA seems a lot more together. You guys seem a lot more collaborative, a lot more up for experimentation. Is that what it's like over there in the music scene in that regard?
Yeah, to a great degree, I think. So it seems like it's just, you know everybody in your industry and, I don't know, everything's pretty close-knit, tight together.
With genres especially, like the hip-hop genre in Perth, people are very tight-knit. Frio's a little different. It's more like any band, really. We're friends with a lot of rock bands there because all our guys play in different bands.
Mm.
It's very close. Everybody's friends.
Everyone knows each other. Yeah. In the scene.
So you guys had a few jams. Tell us about when it sort of came to the writing process for the record. Obviously, you had two different sort of bands coming together. Mm-hmm. Was there a bit of an adjustment period to sort of get going and start writing these songs and start getting them together? Were you kind of learning from each other in that sort of respect?
Yeah. It all happened pretty quickly. Once we had decided that we're going to do an album. It was sort of all based around the availability of Mr. Parker, which all of a sudden was like, oh, hey guys, you know, I'm back in town in a couple of weeks, we can record then. So all of a sudden it was like, put everything on hold,
rehearse a lot, as much as we could,
times a week,
and actually write the songs, finish off the sections.
But some of the songs we only had structures like roughly outlined, and when we were recording, we were writing at the same time.
I remember Kev he would like intercept us and say, are we writing or recording? He said that a few times. Yeah. And we would say, okay, yeah, we've been doing this for 10 minutes. I think we're writing right now. So he would like go out and chill. And we'd come out and say, okay, we're ready for recording now.
And what was it like sort of having him at the helm of this record? Did he bring a lot of ideas? Or was he a bit more sort of standoffish?
I think he let us do most of the work. He would help if we asked. We asked for a little bit of help. It's like cutting the fat, as I put it before.
Yeah. But he definitely left the most part of it up to us, ideas. And if there was something that he thought could be improved or changed, he would.
Yeah. Like when we started, we tried our first two. Like the first two songs we tried were the hardest, the ones that we struggled with the most. Mm-hmm. Writing, so we needed his opinion on that. I think it was Japes and probably Wampa or something.
Yeah,
Preserve, I'm not sure.
He was there for the first three days, I think, of 10.
Yeah, and he left afterwards, so we had some good time.
But even when we had recorded, I think the next six months after that, we were still
in the mixing process,
changing rewriting, and to a degree, like, you know.
Mm. Well, Christian and Shannon from Koi Child, thanks so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
No worries. Thanks. Thank you.